It's episode 143, and we've got plugins for creating duplicate themes, membership testimonials, responsive post tabs, plugins for selling images, and a new lazy plugin for checking on when your plugins were last updated. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall. Here's my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be here with everyone today.
And we've got the usual listing of great stuff for you. And of course, right off the top, the usual show notes. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsaz.com. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, we'd greatly appreciate that little thumbs up button in the corner. And if you got a couple of minutes, drop in at the iTunes store and give us a review.
Absolutely. We got a couple new reviews in the U.S. iTunes store, and we appreciate that from all those out there. But it does help us in the rankings, and there's a couple new WordPress podcasts that have kind of slipped in and maybe cut in line in front of us. So if you enjoy this show and you'd like to continue with the building of the WordPress community that we do through plugins, please give us a review at iTunes. Rate us fairly as far as, you know, what you think of the show. If you don't like the show, tell us you don't like the show. But chances are, if you're listening, you like the show. So please do us the favor, visit iTunes and give us a review.
And don't forget, WordPress Radio.
Ah, that's right. You can find us on WordPress Radio, which is WPR.FM. And I'm going to talk about some help that I need for that in just a few minutes here.
Okay, and the usual just reminder that while we produce this great content for you, we also are WordPress professionals, and we make our living with WordPress. I myself specialize in helping people fix their broken websites, and I also do design, creation, and launching of websites for WordPress, too. So if you need emergency support, stop off and visit me at wppro.ca/emergency. Or you can pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
Yeah, and boy, that thing with you and Dave Jackson, I'm glad to see that he's he switched his man crush from me to you.
Well, it's been great. It's kind of nice that, you know, I helped him out, got him back up on there.
Yeah.
He's given me a little bit of positive feedback on it, so it's really great to hear.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we talked about WordPress Radio, and I am looking for at least two people to help out with the audio programming for WordPress Radio. The thing is, you know, podcasts come out on varied days, and I often can't update the new shows as they come out as quickly as I would like to. So this is something that you can get full site credit for. I'm looking for audio programmers. Just give me an email at contribute@wpr.fm if you have interest. And we'll have some fun with this. So anyone interested in participating, please shoot me an email, contribute@wpr.fm.
And of course, what do we got here? Oh, I've got some, a little bit of listener feedback and note from last episode. I had reviewed the Google Web Tools plugin. I left it in a limbo rating.
Oh, yes. Of it.
Well, the author has written back that the reason why it uses the password authentication is Google Web Tools doesn't have their API connecting to OAuth yet. It only goes through the old API for Google. So it looks like it is going to be a valid and usable plugin. So folks, you want to get Google Webmaster Tools sitting on your dashboard, go out there, plug this in, and drop it in and have fun, play with it. But I thought I would send that feedback back since the creator did get back to me. And he said as soon as Google changes their settings, he'll switch the coding in it to OAuth. So,
Great. Well, I've got a little bit of WordPress news, both of which coming by way of Sarah Gooding over at WPTavern.com. Here are some really cool things that are on the horizon. WordPress 3.7 beta has been out for a little while, and starting last Friday, versions of 3.7 beta have been enabled with the fabled auto upgrade feature. And so far, all the reports are so far so good. So it looks pretty good for that.
Not 100% good there. I caught one of my favorite plugins that I use being the being my slide deck plugin. They've had to update their plugin because if someone installed 3.7 before updating the plugin, it would actually lock out all the updates.
Weird.
So something in the plugins, but anyway, not everything is going to be all roses and sunshine for it, but I imagine 3.7 is going to be quite nice once everything settles out.
Yeah. And then now looking ahead to either 3.8 or 3.9, I know that's getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but there is a new grid view coming to the WordPress Media Library. So you can head over to WP Tavern. We're going to also put a link in the show notes to the story. But Sarah comes out with basically a really nice set of screenshots and some of the early development cycles, including like the ability to scale all your thumbnails so they're not just all so cluttered. You can kind of scale them up and down so you can see them in larger size too. So really cool. Nice stuff coming along the way. It's nice to see that some of these things are getting worked out, you know, in our midst as we start talking about them, even if it's two or three versions down the road. So wonderful to see that progress.
So it's going to be really interesting in the world of WordPress over the next several months.
Yep, I think we're going to have maybe some show topics to talk about for two or three more shows, I guess, right?
Well, yeah, we've got plugins galore. I mean, we've only just scratched a teeny surface in this. We'll be doing, you know, 5,000 episodes, and we still won't have touched enough plugins.
No. That would only be, 5,000 episodes would give us
15,000 plugins, so.
Yeah, okay.
No, that'd give us 30,000 because we do three each, so.
That's true. Yeah. And then someone would say, hey, man, remember 2 years ago you talked about that one plugin that did that thing with the widgets? What was that?
All right. Well, I guess it's time to jump into the meat and potatoes and have fun with the show.
Off. Yeah.
All right. So this week I have brought to the table the first plugin is for testimonials. I was working on a website and this is something I've been harping on a lot lately to folks is don't let your themes do things you should let plugins do for you. And I was doing some upgrades to a website and built into the theme was the testimonial stuff and it used short codes and hard coded into pages to get the testimonials to show. And when we ripped the theme out, well, we had to put the testimonials back. So I went looking for a plugin to find some testimonials and this is the plugin I found that worked pretty decently. It's called Testimonials Widget. And this plugin does a really great job of producing the testimonials. It produces individual widgets that create an individual name for the widget that makes it very easy to customize the CSS for the widget. So if you need to take that and drop it into some unusual place on the post, you can individually customize it to fit a lot better. I found it to be a pretty decent testimonial widget and it uses custom post types so you can create multiple widgets and they just scroll through and start displaying for you. So it's a really good one. You're looking for a testimonial widget plugin, check it out, called Testimonials Widget, and I give it a rating of 4 dragons.
It's pretty interesting. I just, I had a client that, you guys are going to like this story, all you designers out there. I had a client that basically, I gave him a number one ranking for his biggest term, and I thought, boy, wouldn't this be a great time to hit him up for a testimonial? So I did that, and I basically kind of blackmailed him. I said, look, you know, we're doing great work for you. It's number one for all your great keywords, your record leads, record traffic. I'd love to get a testimonial from you right now so I don't have to raise my prices on you so I can go out and get some other new business that's not you. So all of you out there, make sure that you are frequently getting testimonials and using and implementing plugins like this, it will really help you.
that it does.
Okay, well, let's ease on down the road here and talk about a new plugin called Duplicate Theme. Have you ever wanted to duplicate a theme or a child theme and really just didn't want to monkey around with anything else? Well, this plugin will essentially copy an entire theme and create a child theme right in your WordPress admin dashboard. So you just pick which theme you want to copy, give it a new name, click go, and that's it. So no more messing around with FTP or file editors or duplicate stuff. This plugin does it. Nice. I did have one issue with just one of the widgets that was not quite aligning the way that I had it previously. It was a simple fix. It just was some characters that got misencoded. But otherwise, I thought this was a really great plugin. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Thank you. Very useful. I actually have a use for that.
I think everybody does. How many times have you seen a theme, want to work on it, and you think, oh, man, I don't want to really mess with this too much, you know, because I'll break it. This lets you actually clone it, even with the, like, client sites and things like that. You can clone it and start messing around with it, and then if something goes bad, revert to the other one.
Hey, that's a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, something I have been looking for quite some time. I have a photographer friend who's been wanting to be able to sell some images off his website, and I've been looking for a pretty decent plugin that would allow him to sell digital downloads without the hassles of an e-commerce store or some of the others. And I've looked at several different ones out there, the Photocrati version, different plugins for digital downloads, and none of them have been very good. And I tripped across this one while looking up some information for another client, and it's called Sell Media. It's from Graph Paper Press. They also produce a good set of themes. And this plugin is available either on their website or from the WordPress.org repository. And so I thought, well, let's try it out. And I downloaded, installed it, and it worked really well as a base plugin for selling digital images. It integrates quite easily with PayPal, and it allows you to set up different size images to download for different images that you place up there. I liked it. You can get some add-ons to it. This is a freemium, or not a freemium plugin, but a plugin with paid add-ons to it. So you get the base, and if you want all the higher-end functionality, such as a watermark, the ability to sell prints side-by-side with digital downloads, you got to pay for the extra plug-in items on it. And they do have the additional plug-ins reasonably priced, $40 to $50 a piece, but they have a package where you can buy all the pieces for a bulk rate cheaper. So you might check that out if you wanted to go right up to the top of the line. And I found it was minimal effort to get this one set up. I liked it and might check it out as a way to sell digital pictures if you've got them to sell. So It's called Sell Media. I gave it a rating of 4 dragons. I would have given it a 5, but due to the premium aspects of the plugin, I had to drop it down one.
Mm-hmm. I also noticed, John, that it does video and audio files too, as well as PDFs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just about any digital one. You got
awesome. So. Awesome. I love that. Yeah, I've always wanted to, I thought about doing some instructional stuff, and that might be a good plugin to do that with.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to, you know, John, we've talked about custom post tabs and different post tabs that are around. I found another one called Easy Responsive Tabs, and this is the first one that's actually responsive based, and that's cool because just about everything that I develop these days is responsive.
Right.
So this is just another one of those kinds of post tab things where you can insert, you know, tabs that have additional content inside them. What I thought was really unique about this one, unlike some of the other post tab things that I've worked with, this one, if you have more tabs that would typically kind of scroll past the right side of the page and maybe overlap down to, you know, to the next line and show you other tabs, which is always ugly and goofy looking.
Right.
This one instead has a final tab on the right side that says more. And so you just click that tab and then it has all the rest of the list of everything else that's in within the content.
Nice.
Really great feature. And this thing is completely responsive, which is the reason for that more tab, because as your device sizes shrink, you'll have less and less of the actual physical tab showing within the design element. So I thought this was really fantastic. And it solved, you know, two or three dilemmas, with one stone. It took care of some CSS issues I was having. It took care of the ability to have multiple tabs beyond the width of what your display page is, and it took care of the responsive level. So really thought this was a nice plugin. Not exactly 100% perfect, but darn close. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
I like that. And tabs are becoming more and more used today. I'm noticing more and more of them on websites.
Yeah, there are two theories that people have used for that. You've got the one that uses posts and kind of custom post types within tab sets. Mm-hmm. That's not the way to go. I would definitely go with all the content on one page. Yeah. Just for SEO purposes and for alignment to your message. And, you know, every time you start to get into weird, ugly hashtags in your URL, never a good thing as far as your rankings go. So give it a shot.
All right. All right. And the final plugin I've got, this one came to my attention. I went to the social media boot camp here in Victoria this past weekend. And I go to stay, you know, connected to the local community and the events, and that way I get to talk to other developers. One of our local developers, Adam, he's someone I've talked to on several times, and we actually worked together briefly when we were both working, doing training at the local Q College. And he was talking about a paid membership plugin that he's been working with. It's called Paid Memberships Pro, and it's a free plugin. And probably I found 90% of the functionality came in the free version of it. And it's one of the better membership plugins I've tested. I haven't given it its full evaluation yet because I haven't stuck it into a live site. But I did spend some time with it a couple of days ago to see if it was going to be a value for an upcoming project I have for a membership website. And it's looking like it's going to be a great value for it. It has several built-in payment processors. You can set up several membership levels for different areas. You can assign memberships to categories, posts, pages in specific content. You can assign specific content in a post membership area. It's really a great. They also have an excellent list of add-on plugins, and a majority of them are free add-on plugins for it. So this is a really good membership plugin, and it looks like it's pretty robust.
Is that what you Canadians say?
Robust.
Robust.
Robust. We got to get the aboot out. Sometimes the tongue just winds right up and away it goes. Well, we got the boot in the back of the truck. And that's in the front of the car, the boot. So anyway, all in all, this is a really great plugin. I gave it a rating of 4 dragons. It may eventually, when I get it into a live site, jump to a 5 when I find out truly how much is available in it. But if you're looking for a membership plugin that's not going to cost you an arm and a leg, just some time to get it all set up and functioning, check out Paid Memberships Pro. And don't let the pro fool you. It's actually free.
How does it compare? How does it compare to some of these memberships?
So far, the only one I really have something to compare it with is WPMU's, because yeah. I've used theirs. I found this to be easier to set up.
Calling Dave Jackson, test this out, buddy. Tell us. He's the membership guy.
That's right. He's the membership guy. He's got several membership stuff set up. So.
Yeah, so Dave, let us know what this does. All right, the final one that I've got is something that's pretty simple, and it's pretty lazy, and it's for everybody. John, this one's called Last Update Plugin. Kind of a weird name. It should be Last Updated. I'm going to have to talk to them about this. We're going to have to get the John and Marcus Consulting Company for plugin developers on the road. Yeah. But this is basically a really easy plugin that when you go to your plugins, installed plugins view on your dashboard, this will just give you a bit of data that shows when the last update of the plugin was. So you can see how active the actual developers of these plugins are. If you see something that hasn't been updated for years, then you probably want to find something else.
Time to rethink it. Yeah.
Yeah. So real easy plugin, real lazy. It's called Last Update Plugin. Just shows you when the last updated version, you know, what was the last time that the plugin happened to be updated. So real cool, real easy. 4 out of 5 is the rating.
Very nice. All right, well, that brings us up. Plugins I've covered in this episode, the Testimonials widget, which I gave a 4 rating, the Sell Media for selling your digital images and other digital download content, I gave it a 4, and the Paid Memberships Pro, which I gave a 4 to.
I don't think this has ever happened, but everything we've done today has got a 4.
No, it's never happened. We usually bounce up and down.
Wow. We need to go play some slot machines.
Go play the lottery.
Is it 444? Yeah, there you go.
Get the Canadian lottery. At least you get to keep all the money when you win.
Oh, bummer.
There's no taxes on it here.
Thanks for depressing me some more. I reviewed Duplicate Theme, which lets you do a couple clicks and make your own child themes. Easy Responsive Tabs, really cool plugin. Gave that one a 4. And Last Update lets you see what date the plugins were last updated. That one gets a 4 as well.
All right. And a little commercial for everyone. And as everyone knows, hosting, big part of your WordPress website. In fact, 8 out of 10 websites I work on, problems often lie in their hosting provider. So if
really? Do I need a host for WordPress?
I'm afraid you do.
Darn.
So if you're looking for a great hosting company, so far, all the testing I've been doing and throwing at them been very good. I've had no problems with it. Check out Green Geeks Hosting. They also provide some of their money back to green environmental friendly stuff. And if you want to save yourself $30 on your hosting package, use the coupon code PLUGINS, PLUGINS. Head over to Green Geeks Hosting and get yourself a great hosting package for your WordPress website.
Nice. And hey, I know you guys have printers out there. I know you work on WordPress, but hey, we're all printing like crazy out there.
Yeah, more trees have been killed since the invention of the printer than ever before.
Is that true?
No, that's just my own guesstimate, the amount of paper. We were promised a paperless world with computers. Do you notice any less paper?
Yeah, cash. Less of that.
Well, it's not paper here anymore. In Canada, it's plastic.
Oh. Well, you know, if there is less cash flowing and you'd like to save a little bit more, then try 123 Inkjet's coupon code plug-in 123. It gives you 10% off all replacement inkjet cartridges, plus free shipping on all orders over $50. Why buy ink at the local office supply store for $15 a pop? Buy in bulk, use this coupon, and get them for as low as $4 a piece. That's 123 Inkjets, coupon code plug-in 123.
And some reminders. Don't forget, folks, if you want to be part of the show, drop in on our website. Leave us a SpeakPipe message. We will get you in there. Leave us a question, problem, just to say hi. Tell us, you know, how great or bad we're doing. You know, all that great stuff. Just hit the website up on the right-hand side, I believe it is. Hit the speak pipe, and just a few moments, you can leave us a great message. We can get you online.
Yeah, don't make us replay old ones.
Yeah.
And answer them with new plug-in solutions. But that would be fun, though.
Yeah. And so anyway, coming up, don't forget, you can stop in at iTunes, give us a review. Just drop in at blueberry.com or VOA as Stitcher Radio if you're listening to us there. Hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. We'd greatly appreciate it.
And you can read the WP Plugins daily newspaper from paper.li at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And how can they contact us, John?
You can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or emergency support, wppro.ca/emergency. Or you can email me, john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. Read my column on WP Tavern or just look under other WordPress news in your dashboard. And if you're interested in contributing to WordPress Radio, drop me a line at contribute@wpr.fm.
That's all we've got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.